old school way. That's the way that doesn't work. But if you go, my goal is sanity and peace, and you're willing to join with something greater than yourself to receive it, then the easy way for you to open your heart would simply be to have people in your life that were so loving and kind that you just open your heart. That's the easy way. It's easy for me to be grateful for people that I really do appreciate. It's hard for me to spend my time trying to appreciate somebody I can't stand and then think that's spirituality. Spirituality is taking everything I don't like and try to turn it into something cool. Now, spirituality is recognizing that you join with everything in love and peace and abundance right now, and you just want everything that keeps you from knowing that to be removed from your life. You know, it's just the opposite. It's an undoing process. It's not a doing process. You've already done enough. Don't do no more. Please don't do no more. Know what I'm talking about. Sometimes the best thing you can tell your kid is, just sit down. Just sit down. I'll take care of it. Just sit down. That's what this creator is saying to us. Sit your butts down. Stop.
That is so good, Earl.
You see what I'm saying?
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you. Bless you. Let peace extend from my mind to yours. Okay, here goes the review right quick. Here we go. Now, sometimes if you just kind of let the music in and close your eyes and take a little trip, it's a lot of fun. If you kind of take the focus off the physical world for a minute and just kind of just let yourself go with the music and with the voice. Evaluate beside in advance what you want to happen so that you're going to perceive the situation as a way to make what you want to happen happen. You're going to therefore focus on everything that helps you overlook anything that interferes with your objective, overlook anything that interferes with your objective, and concentrate on only what you want, what helps you achieve your objective. Focus on what helps you achieve your objective. Focus on what helps you achieve your objective and try to overlook what interferes. Overlook what interferes. Overlook what interferes. Overlook what interferes. The truth becomes what you can use to get the thing that you want. The truth becomes what you can use to help you receive what you want. And what's false is something that's useless in terms of helping you achieve the peace and sanity and love that you want. When you use a situation for peace, you can tell, because when you use a situation for truth and sanity, the outcome will be peace. When you use a situation for truth and sanity, the outcome will be peace. When you use a situation for truth and sanity, the outcome will be peace. When you use a situation for truth and sanity, the outcome will be peace. When you use a situation for truth and sanity, the outcome will be peace, and you will experience the peace because the truth is coming to you. And if the truth has come to you, you cannot be deceived. If you can stay in a peaceful place, you cannot be deceived. You cannot be deceived.
Show me the way I can go to be by the end. Show me the way.
So the situation is going to be the way the Holy Spirit wants you to experience the situation. And you know the Holy Spirit wants you to experience peace and joy. In the situation that you're in, just know that you're experiencing the situation according to your goal. And that today you're giving yourself a new goal. Today give 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 yourself a new goal. My goal is peace and truth and sanity. I'm ready for peace and truth and sanity in every area of my life. Peace and truth and sanity. What do you want? Peace and truth and sanity. So when you leave here today, you're going to set a goal for that relationship and that circumstance that you're going into. You're not going to just let the situations determine your experience anymore. You're going to start declaring what situations are meant to mean for you. Peace and truth and sanity. That's what you want, is peace and truth and sanity. That's what I want for you, peace and truth and sanity. That's what peace and truth and sanity. Now, how is not your business? 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 What does that mean? It means that how it's going to happen isn't your business, but setting the goal, what you want, that is your business. And your goal will determine the outcome. That's why it's so important to clarify what you want. And at the very least, you have decided that you are ready for peace and truth and sanity. So for the people in your life that you love, your relatives and your friends, some who may have deep calls for love right now in the form of situations in their lives is making them unhappy. You love them and you want them to have more peace. So you want to say that you would like to have peace extend from my mind to yours. Let 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 peace extend from my mind to yours. Now think about yourself for a minute and invite peace and sanity and truth for yourself. I accept peace and sanity and truth for myself. I accept peace and truth and sanity for myself. I accept peace and truth and sanity for myself. It's the same truth coming at us from every direction. It's just one truth coming in a zillion different ways.
Yeah.
But what you're looking for is the way that inspires you to practice it for yourself.
Yeah.
That's your path. Your path is the Course in Miracles. For some reason, I wanted to do what it said. I've read other books that said similar things, but when I got to the Course, all of a sudden, I really wanted to do it. So your path is a path that you want to do.
Yeah.
If you're on a path that you don't want to do, that's not your path.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your path is something you look forward to. You're glad.
Yeah.
It's not a sacrifice to come to the class. It's something you look forward to.
Joy.
It's a joy. Even if sometimes it brings up your stuff, because you know if I'm doing my job right, your stuff should come up from time to time. That's how you know you're being reached. So if you're interested in sessions, here are the flyers, and it has the phone number, and what it is and what I do and stuff like that. Okay? And, okay.